Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin sa programa, singer, performer, dance, teacher, instructor, isang MC host, lahat na nasa kanya, Brian Lawrence. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Brian!
Magandang umaga, Anne. Magandang umaga sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig ng SBS Radio Filipino Channel.
Yes, medyo matagal-tagal na simula nang nakasama ka namin at dahil doon ang daming nangyari sa'yo. Pero kumusta ka muna, Brian?
I am very, 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 very good.
That's
very
good.
I think the last time I was on SBS Radio was in 2013.
Wow, ang tagal na.
That was before my concert, I believe.
Yes.
My very first concert. Kasi muna mo lang maging professional singer. That's when I accepted the challenge of becoming a professional singer.
Yeah, because I understand that nakilala ka as a dancer. At dahil ayaw kang tanggapin sa isang competition, kaya napilitan ka to enter as a singing candidate.
Yeah, as a singer, yeah, because I was working, well, I was a professional dancer when I came to Australia to study hairdressing, but still, I was a professional dancer, so I couldn't enter as a dancer.
Ayaw ka papasukin dahil sobrang galing ka sa pagsasayaw.
No, I submitted my resume and then he said, oh, hang on a second, you're a professional because you've been doing shows over the place, you went overseas, so you're a pro, so you can't. Maybe you can join this one. So, okay. I still win anyway.
Yeah. And that was Talent Quest, tama?
Yeah, that was a talent quest.
Oh. And from dancing to singing and performing, Brian, you've been to a lot of events, hindi lang sa Filipino community, but also with other communities dito sa Australia, including the Spanish community, ano?
Yes, I've been in the Spanish community, I went with some of the Vietnamese community as well, and then I have Indonesian and Koreans as well. It's mixed, I mean, when you're in service for people, there's no race, there's no black and white, everything is, yes, I always believe this, that everything is a great, it's a shade of gray.
Wow, ang lalim ha, yun ay dahil you don't only sing Filipino songs and English songs, may ibang languages then na kinakanta ka.
Yeah, I sing Spanish, which is also a part of our heritage. I sing Spanish and Italian. That's it.
Can you remind us, how did you venture into Italian songs?
Well, I found Italian songs very, very powerful. It's like, alam mo yung in our language, Filipino, it's such a powerful language. Even if you just listen to the language, it's very passionate in itself. And when you listen to Italian songs, you can hear, you can feel, and you can hear the passion, even if you have no idea what it means. It's the same thing with Spanish, right?
Yeah.
And same thing with our language. You know, when people listen to our Filipino songs, oh, that's beautiful, especially the melodies. It's the same thing with Italian music and Spanish music. I love singing all those kind of music and the language as well. Because here's the thing, because the music is going up and down and up and down, and then you have no idea what the lyric is saying. While you're trying to figure out what it's saying, you're going into a special place.
Yes, at alam ko mahilig ka rin talaga sa powerful songs.
Yes, I do. Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. Paano naman yon from never having confidence in singing to singing a lot of songs in various languages?
It's a very special thing to be able to convey a message from in a different language, because you're in a different world. And I'm very adventurous, by the way, because I'm very adventurous. I like, when you're performing, you're basically acting, because you're putting yourself in a place where, oh, I'm the writer of this song, or I'm the original artist of this song, and I interpret it the way I am, the way I understood the song, and the way I feel the song at that moment.
Mm. And I understand, Brian, that you've released dalawang CD na, ano? The first one was It's Time. It's time to release a CD. And it's a collection of your favorite songs.
Yes. The first one's called It's Time. Yeah, you're right about that. It was just time, because I've been doing shows already, doing concerts, and then it's time. And it's a funny thing, too, because my manager is my partner during the time. I mean, Herschel partner, he's not my manager anymore. He was my manager during the time. He was the one who would book the, okay, I booked the place. You're doing a concert, huh? and then he said, okay, I booked the studio. What studio? You're recording an album, huh?
Kumbaga, ginugulat ka na lang niya.
Yeah, and then it's done. And like I said, okay, whatever is happening, I'll do it. I'll create something out of it, and it happens. You know, when I make a decision, okay, let's do it. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it. If I think it's going to be great, I'll make it great.
Yeah. And the second album is entitled Dream.
Dream, yes.
And it's also an original song in itself, diba?
Yeah, yeah. So the self-titled album is Dream, and that's one of the songs that is original. And it's a part of my journey. Like, it's been a dream to settle in a beautiful country and have a good life and achieve my dreams. And I keep dreaming every single day. I dream. I have goals that I'm achieving every single day, every single year. And it's a continuous journey for all of us, really. For all of us, really. And the dream of having a beautiful partner and having a beautiful career and having a beautiful country and place to live in and achieving my dream basically every single day.
Mm. Mm. Prior to arriving to Australia, ngayon na nandito ka na for more than 12 years.
Yeah.
Can you say na you've reached your dream?
Well, I've reached a lot of my dreams. Like, living in a great country and having a job that I love doing every single day that I don't feel like I'm working. And the dream of also continue to grow. With all of the dreams, that is my dream to continue to grow, and of course to be of service to the people. Because this is what I've learned in the past 12 years in Australia. I mean, we can entertain people, we can sing, we can give music to people, and we can make them feel better at that moment. So when they go home, they go back to their normal lives, whatever they're going through. What then?
Mm.
So that's why I've ventured into different interesting, because I myself was struggling. I'm a relatively happy person. I enjoy performing. I mean, I'm on my own, I'm different. I mean, I had some troubles. I had some challenges. I had some emotions. I had some internal issues that I had to deal with. In 2017, I'm sorry for the word, I don't know if I can say it on radio, a lot of my, you know, things were coming up, and I was, like, getting distracted, disturbed. And that's why I'm learning about myself, researching about myself and going into personal development and personal discovery about myself. That's why I would say I have achieved my dream and I continue achieving my dreams, because I continuously discover myself and the things, the potential that I can actually do, that I can share and I can serve the people every single day.
So ibig mo sabihin, achieve your dream in coming and live in a country na gustong-gusto mo talaga, no? Pero kumbaga sa lahat ng mga nangyayari, meron kang personal issues o meron kang mga hamon na ikaw lang sa sarili mo, personal yung mga yon, and you have to deal with it, di ba?
Oh yeah. And even though nakamit ko na yung iba na mga hamon, ng mga challenges na, because, you know, I grew up in a small family. Like, my parents were when we were kids, we were struggling with money, we were struggling with food. And oftentimes, you know, I would ask my mom, Nay, bigyan naman ako ng ano, may project kami, ganito. I remember this word from my mom. Ano pa ba sa amin, namumulot ng pera sa, namimitas ng pera sa tapuno? Ano ba? Money doesn't grow on trees. My decision, my limit, because money is hard. Money is hard work. And a lot of those things, the little one, the little me, I created some limiting beliefs in those dialogues, especially coming from my parents. They're my authority during the time.
Mm-hmm.
And at present time, in the last few months in my life, before I rediscovered myself, I was struggling with financially. I mean, I put a face, I'm happy, I'm enjoying, but deep inside, I have this belief that I'm not good enough. Can I actually achieve my dreams? Can I actually do this? And I had to process a lot of them, and even now, like I said, hanggang ngayon, I'm still continuously finding some bits of myself that I have to work on. I'm always a work in progress.
Mm.
But the thing is, I'm progressing. Yun ang importante.
Yun ang mahalaga.
Forward. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that one of the reason kung bakit ka pumasok sa coaching?
Yes, That's the reason why. Kasi, sabi ko sa yun, in 2017, it was a real challenge for me because I was, alam mo yung, I was going on stage, I was going to perform, and nakita ko yung audience nila, okay, picture-picture sila, nag-chat-chat-chat sila, yung mga bata, nagtakbuhan sa loob ng venue, and it's like, there was someone talking in front of the crowd, the audience, my nag-speech, and then the MC came in, the MC was introducing me, and said, oh my God, there's no change, it's gonna be the same. And then hanggang sa, I was performing, it was the same, there were probably three or four people there paying attention, everyone else was doing their own thing. Sabi ko, ano ba to? Sabi ko, nag-prepare ako for this song. You know, this is one of the songs that's in my second album, The Dream, which is one of my most challenging songs, and it's an Italian song. You know, when I learn song, buwan-buwan yun, inaral ko for siguro 3-4 months. Kasi, hindi naman ako Italian. I don't speak Italian. I have to learn it. I have to understand the language. And then here I go, I'm going to sing the song. Wala namang nakikinig. I mean, generally, 95% were not listening. So my little brain, you know, the critical brain said, Brian, you know, you better stop singing and give it to them. I mean, that's disrespectful. But I said to myself, no. If I say that, if I do that, that's going to be rude. I mean, it's going to be the end of my career. That's going to end my career. Sabi ko, patay tayo siya.
So you went to continue to sing?
I continued singing. Okay, because, I mean, in our culture, that's rude to say that.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I continued singing, and I got to the chorus part. Like I said, this song's very important to me. The chorus part is the biggest one, and I love it so much. You know, this is Italian. It's called, you know the song, Nessun Dorma? Nessun Dorma, an Italian song.
Yeah.
I got to the chorus part, and I gave in. I said to the DJ, stop the song, stop the music. And I gave it to the audience.
You let them sing or you stopped?
No, I stopped the music and I gave it to them. I did a sermon.
Oh, wow.
You know, guys, you know, I'm prepared for this. If you don't want to listen to my song, you know, I can go home, you know. That is just disrespectful, you know. I mean, hello. I mean, kahit may MC nagsasalita, yung guest nagsasalita, and then someone say, no respect. I mean,
and what was the audience reaction?
You could hear a pin drop. It was quiet. Because I stopped the music, like, quiet.
Yeah. And what?
And then,
what's the next thing that happened?
Well, after that evening, I couldn't eat properly. I don't even want to go to the shower. The thought of me going to perform again the following day, the following week, is like, it brings up the same intense emotion. And looking back, I said, I could have quit my singing career. But that was my full-time job during the time. I mean, I've been singing since I stopped teaching dance in 2013. I've stopped dancing. I've been full-time on singing and performance. And if I just listened to that emotion and followed my thoughts, I would have stopped performing. But I loved it so much that I researched about myself. Why am I feeling that way? I've researched about my emotion, and I found this lady. She's from Nashville. She's an emotional coach. And we did emotional freedom technique, and that felt really, really good. And the things that came out from my memories, all the limiting decisions, all the stuff that came up was just I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then she suggested to me that to see a hypnotist, because she said I got some deeper issues than that superficial one.
So and I said, so you did.
And she says, hey, where's hypnosis during that? I said, what, hypnosis? Isn't that mind control?
Yeah.
Okay. And she said, yes, it is mind control. You learn how to control your mind.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you think about it, the mind can produce a state. Yung utak natin, it can produce a feeling, a state, even if it's not real, just by thinking about it. So, yung unconscious mind natin, yung ating mind, it doesn't know except the conscious mind. Hey, the unconscious mind or subconscious mind in psychology, they call it. Yung subconscious mind natin, hindi alam if it's the past or the future. Yung unconscious mind natin only knows the present.
Yeah.
So, if that is the case, and we have the power na ma-feel and create the moment, even if it's the past or the future, why would we think of the things that we're afraid of instead of thinking of the things that we want to achieve, so that if you want to be a successful person, we create that emotion, that feeling, that state, that power right now so we can feel it, and it will produce a behavior that will achieve what we really want to achieve, which is success.
It means we focus more on the positive ones.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's easier said than done, because we can focus on the things that we want, but we're also thinking of the things that we don't want. Now, here's the caveat. Ito yung thing very important. Whether gusto natin yung bagay o hindi natin gusto yung bagay, we still think about it. And if we're thinking about it, we're still carrying that.
Mm-mm, diba? Dala-dala natin yun. Oo.
Yeah. Isipin mo yung bata. The child who is 0 to 7, the child is unconscious. The mind, that the child doesn't have the conscious mind yet. Sabihin mo sa child's bata, oh, don't jump on the couch. What will the child do? He will jump on the couch. Because you're reminding the unconscious mind to do what you want to do. So even if you say, don't think of a blue tree, you still think of a blue tree.
Dahil nasabi mo, di ba?
Yeah. You still have to think of a blue tree before you think, oh, I don't have to think of... It's not possible to not think of a blue tree without thinking of a blue tree first. Mm-hmm. Because that's how the mind works.
Yeah. Brian, sa pinagdaanan mo na ito more than 3 years ago, ano yung natutunan mo?
Yeah, number one, the mind is very, very powerful if we use it the right way. How we see and how we perceive and how we respond to our experiences at present time is a product of all our programmings, our conditionings. These are all our values, our experiences, our language, our perception of time and space in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's how we react now. Think about this. One person will perceive an experience as bullying. Another person will perceive it as a joke. Another will perceive it as nothing, based on our programming. And by the way, those programmings, those conditionings, our personal history in the past can be changed. And that's what I've done to myself. Now, things will happen in front of me and I don't care. I'll just continue on the things what I want to do because they're not important to me anymore. I'm focused on what I want.
Kumbaga, napagdaanan mo na, and you know what is your focus na.
Yes. And I've learned that yung aking mga conditionings, all my experiences, all my traumas, all my negative emotions, negative experiences, all they are pictures. There are no emotions on them.
At ngayon, na ikaw ay isang trainer at master coach in neuro-linguistic programming, humaba na lalo ang listahan ng mga kayang gawin ni Brian Lawrence.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Basically, just serving humanity.
Mm.
Serving humanity. Because I always remember my dad always says, sali ka na sa youth organization para mayroon kang indulhensya. Niya sabi, kailangan may, yung ating contribution sa community, yung indulhensya, lagi yung sinasabi ng nanay at tatay ko. And now I'm doing it in a deeper way. Like, I'm not just singing, because like I said, you sing, you entertain people, after that, what? So, even when I'm singing, I say something about how important the mind is. Look after yourself. Because no one else will. No one else will.
Yeah. So, from dancing, singing, performing, now coaching in a different level dahil tumutulong ka sa mga clients mo to really improve themselves. Personal development ito, ano, Brian?
Yes. Because I believe music is therapeutic as well. Therapeutic can help people feel better, get better. And I also believe there is the right music for that.
So now, are you more conscious on the songs that you sing?
Yes, I'm conscious of the songs that I sing. I am conscious of the words that I say. I am conscious of the things that I do. Because a lot of the times, we are unconscious of the things that we do and say. That's why sometimes we get in trouble. And then, I shouldn't say that. Oh, sorry, it's done.
Yeah.
And it's becoming conscious of the unconscious. Yeah.
So mas lalong lumalalim si Brian Lawrence.
my mission is just getting bigger and bigger, and I love to see that, and having isa-isa na mga yun, I'm accomplishing. So it's an honor to be able to serve humanity.
Mm. In your service to the community, ano yung gusto mong ibahagi sa kanila sa mga pinagdaanan mo? Firstly, in your 12 years dito sa Australia, na makakatulong sa mga nakikinig sa atin, lalo na yung may mga pinagdadaanan.
Mahalaga sa atin kasi yung look back on your past and look at the things that you want to achieve. Now, what are the things that you want to achieve now? And look at your past. Because if you change your past, your future will change. And if you change your past, you will achieve the things that you want in the future. Because if you have a goal and it's at the top of the mountain, you can see that goal rather than top of the building. And then you're carrying the things that you don't want. It's hard to climb a mountain if you're carrying backpacks and backpacks of the things na hindi natin gusto sa buhay. We have to let go and clear and change the past so we can change the future.
Ito yung tinatawag nilang mga excess baggage natin.
Ano? Yes! Sinabi mo pa. And sa akin, 3 years ago, yun siya sabi natin na midlife crisis.
Nandun ka na ba sa level na yun?
Tapos na ako doon, kaya nga ako napunta rito.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Oh,
and isa pa sa mga, I had conflicts. I said, sabi ko, okay, I want to serve more people. I want to be a trainer. I want to do like workshops of personal development. I want to teach people. What am I going to do with my singing? That was one of the conflicts. And and think about it, they're both serving humanity, serving entertaining people. So why not put them together? So now I enjoy both. I can entertain people and serve humanity at the same time and teach them personal development tools. It doesn't have to be separated.
Tama, tama. Mm-hmm. At sa mga nakinig sa atin who wants to know more about your coaching, saan ka nila pwedeng i-follow, Brian?
Well, I just want to let everyone know that I'm still singing, I'm still performing. But I have a website, it's called Red Carpet Freedom. And they can find me on Red Carpet Freedom. And of course, I'm on Facebook, Brian Lawrence. I'm all over Facebook, especially today. And then you can reach me as well on my email. I have my email address is brian@redcarpetfreedom.com. You'll notice Red Carpet Freedom. Why? Because a lot of performers, I mean, we are all performing in our own stage in life. And life is performance. Life is a stage. And We see people walking on red carpet, like big people. Let's say Whitney Houston, Robin Williams, all the big actors. You know what they're going through in their mind. How do we really walk on the red carpet when we can actually walk on the red carpet, light with our head up high, and we're not going through anything? But we have to look after our mind, after our mind itself.
You look after your mind, you look after yourself.
Yes.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.